So I was very lucky to be escorted over there on three rallies this year. And he had gotten this new Hyundai car this year, and he struggled a wee bit at the start to get up to speed with it, but every event he was getting better and better. And as the boys will agree, like Manus always said, he was doing his apprenticeship this year with this car, and it was for years to come that where he was going to maybe master this car. And maybe, in fairness to him, he worked very hard at getting the best out of the car and the best out of himself. And like I say, I was very lucky and fortunate to have been a Skoda driver in a few events, and obviously cherish those memories now. It's ironic to think, for the past 3 years that in this very studio at this time, after the event, we always had the pre-event press, and Manus, of course, was one of the winners, and it was a hugely joyous occasion to sit there. And, it's a sharp irony the day that we're sitting here now, mourning the death of Manus. And, I think it's an unbelievable irony that this is the situation now that we find ourselves in. Like Manus is an unbelievably impressionable fella. If you met him once, you'd always remember him. And he had that, he had unbelievable charisma in that regard. But it strikes me today, even when I got up this morning, to think we were coming here to do this. And normally we'd be coming here to celebrate the rally. Eamon and his team run the rally and run it to a huge level of safety and put such an effort into it that here we are today in an unbelievable situation like this. It really is shocking for us all.
It should be the other way.
Well, it should be a celebration, really, for the winner and for the boys who organised the whole event and put so much into it, because obviously this event doesn't just happen overnight. It's a huge effort for the past 10 or 11 months. So, for the organisers, it's an incredible sad day as well, because they set the levels of standard of safety for everybody. And unfortunately, on this occasion, we've had a freak accident with devastating consequences.
Andrew Nesbitt, I'm really sorry to be speaking to you in this context. You lost, you like so many people are feeling this loss on a number of levels. A friend, someone to admire, a superb sports person, a fellow competitor.
What can I say? I want to say I am so saddened and so sorry for everyone in Donegal today, and particularly to Manus's family and friends and children. It's such a sad day for me and for motorsport on the island. Over the years, Manus was a leading light that was coming through. We've, as James mentioned earlier, it's a very difficult rally to win, and for Manus to win it three times in a row was what an amazing achievement. And so calm at doing it with Donal at his side all the time. I can only say his smile, his calmness, and his love for the sport and his love for his family. They were all there. They were all part of such an amazing journey over the last, not only 3 years, but the last 10 years of his life in motorsport. He grew bigger and bigger as the years came on. But what a gentleman. There's such a cloud over Irish motorsport today. I'm sitting here in my office and I just cannot put words together as to how I feel about this.
Because it doesn't feel real, does it, Andrew? It feels, it doesn't feel like, we're talking about something, but it's hard to imagine that what we're talking about is actually real. It's the only way I can describe it.
Look, it's just an unbelievable feeling, and it's going to take a long time to sink in with people, because 1 minute you have a very competitive team at the top of their game, doing it as professionally as they can, and, I can only say this is, a freak accident. That's all it is. Mm-hmm. And, the rally was amazing all weekend. These guys were doing their job to their absolute best, and from a safety point of view, it was excellent. The whole rally was amazing this weekend. In fact, the crowds were the biggest I've ever seen in Donegal, because they were there to see Manus and Donal win it a fourth time. And I was saying to myself, my record's not going to last much longer if these guys get going here again. And you know what? This morning, I would give anything for them to have won the rally again. Yeah. Absolutely anything. And to take on all records. But behind all of this, there is no better man that I have ever met behind the wheel than Manus, Manny. He was such an ambassador for the sport. He's such an ambassador for Donegal. and the world of rallying. And you have no idea how sadly he will be missed by all of us.